Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much it takes and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hit and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that. That's how winning is done. 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 And we ain't stopping. Fresh out the land's belly. Hey, tell the world I'm ready. Take them foes off and put some sixes on the shed. Ain't no holding me back, cause I'm the new disease. And a whole lot of money is the cure for me. Obviously, I'ma be riding in the money seat. Open up the doors and let the town hear the TIP. My brother just got murdered. Doing bad time, fatty chrome and wicky wheel doing sad time. But I can't stop my neck, I gotta grind your dick. My kids gon' bury me a hundred when I see the dick. My granny got took from me and I ain't stop hurting. She said Ray don't give up, just keep that swagger working. So that swagger working, every day I'm working. Cause it's hard to have swagger when your pockets hurting. But it's all good, yes it's all good. Round this time next year I'm about to look. From the bottom to make it to the top, through the joy and through the pain. That's how winning is done.
Yes, great morning, great morning. I want to say welcome, welcome to the run on this incredible Thursday morning. Hello, coming to you live from the West Coast, Las Vegas. I want to say great morning to all that are chiming in on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to our listeners. Thanks for joining us on another phenomenal episode of The Grind on this Thursday morning. It is the first day of August, and I also want to say welcome to all of our Facebook listeners that are jumping on this morning. Hello, welcome to The Grind. We know that you guys are used to us coming to you live at 9 a.m. on the East Coast, but you know what? We switched it up a little bit because right now, currently, we're on, and guess what? It doesn't feel good to be live at 6 a.m. So you know what? The greatest part about it is just being free and being able to do what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it. That is how we all were designed to live. So I want to say welcome to each and every one of you. Welcome to each and every one of you that are jumping on Facebook this morning. And for those of you that want to chime in, that actually want to dial into the line, you can definitely go to that number, which is 646-668-2564. That's how you can dial in. That's how we can hear from you if you want to say something on The Grind. But on this morning, I woke up feeling great because, number one, it's a new month. And I'm feeling even better because now I have my incredible, phenomenal BFF sitting next to me, right by my side. I tell you, I couldn't be in this life without him. I don't know
what
I would do.
Everybody.
And
yeah,
so,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah,
hello to everybody.
Hello.
That's all you got?
That's it. How y'all doing
this
morning?
That's how winning is done,
right? I'm still
drinking
my coffee.
Oh, you bought some coffee,
see? Drinking my coffee.
See, I came out here. We out here. It's very hot. Is that nice?
I have some water, too.
But I bought us a glass of water. I put some ice in it, which is something we normally don't do. He said, why'd you put ice in it? I said, because it's hot out here.
I like room temperature.
We do like room temperature, but I figure by the time we drink it, and by the time this heat gets to it,
it'll be room
temperature out here. So I put a little ice in it this morning.
So awesome, y'all, man. Awesome, man. Welcome to the grind, man. You say hello to everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land.
I did. Absolutely. Awesome. I welcomed all of our call-in listeners because we truly appreciate them because they raise our rating. Right?
Raise up. Absolutely. So what's that number? Did you give him the number to call in?
I gave him all of that.
You did everything you were supposed to do, man. You clicking on
I
all
I opened
cylinders.
Up the show. I let him know grinding, that's how winning is done.
You grinding. That's how winning is done. You know, you come together, you do what you got to do. You get up, you do it. You don't make no excuses. We talked
no
about
excuses.
Making excuses. Last show, which
right.
was Tuesday, I almost said last week. I forget we do two shows a week.
Right.
We talked about making excuses yesterday, right? So we're not going to make no excuses today, man. We're up. You know, getting things together for the show, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Pam's right. It's a different atmosphere.
Totally different.
Out here for us. But the weather broke a little bit.
It did. I think that, it's something about the energy that we brought to the West Coast because, you know, it never rains here. We bought some rain, right, from the MIA. We bought some rain here. It's rained
a couple
times.
Of bugs.
And, oh, my goodness, right. We bought some bugs.
Bought some moss with us. Yeah.
And we even bought some coolness. Because it was like 95 yesterday.
It was the high. Yeah, the high was 95.
That's like amazing out here.
Wasn't it?
Yes. We were actually able to come outside last night and just be like, woo, and no humidity. So, you know, down in Florida, right, it's actually nice out. So something has happened out here in Vegas because when we first came, it was like 110, 112. And we're like, whoa, wait a minute.
This is not sexy.
This is not cute. We're people down here don't even open their blinds, okay? Like, and that's one thing that's very difficult for me because energy is everything. And I know my brother and sister, they're like, listen, Pam coming in here opening up, probably running up our electric bills, but I got to have some light, okay? I need to see outside. I need the sun shining bright, bright, bright for real because that's my environment.
That's what they said when we came. They said, we keep the – we keep the blinds
we'll
closed
just have
here
to pay
because,
the electric bill because.
It really wasn't because of the electric bill. I ain't gonna do my brother.
No,
I
know that because
it wasn't the
hot,
electric,
but it's gonna raise the bill.
Out.
Right, it is.
Keep the heat out. He said we just keep the blinds.
Right.
So Pam is sacrificing comfort for light. Is what's happening. So, which
I
in turn
light,
does
y'all.
run the electric bill up a little bit. You know how your mom and them used to be. Well, turn them lights off. You gonna run my bill up. You know, yeah, that's what Pam.
I'm like, okay, we done. And y'all can see the blinds behind me. You can see I got them cracked just a little bit. Because I'm like, I need some light. Okay, we're going to crack up just a little bit so we can compromise here.
Compromise.
And sometimes you gotta do that. But just thankful to have the opportunity to be out here, to be able to really be free and to do what we want to do. We decided a while ago that we were going to do this and just chill. Because the beautiful thing about it, the kids not in school, and really and truly, Zari's homeschooled. So, you know, just being able to do what
we
want to do
they get tired of
when
us.
We want to do, and
when they
definitely,
get tired of us, tell us to leave. Then we're gonna.
I don't
leave.
Know. We may not. We kind of like Vegas, you know, and so we actually gonna go and just kind of look around and see what we see out here. Who knows? We may become West Coast people for real.
We're saving money on our light bill back home.
Right.
Our water bill.
Right.
Back.
Everything low.
We come to Vegas to run up their stuff.
Right. Everything low. We like.
Yes.
Ooh, this is
yes.
a good looking bill right now, right?
Absolutely. So what's up, man? What's next?
Well, you know what? On this morning, as we enter a new month, many times we don't realize, but it's August. Did y'all wake up and realize and say hello, welcome August? Because it's a new month, and many times we don't realize, and we look up, and we go from month to month, from day to day, and you look up and you find yourself really not in a position where you wanna be. And I think that at this season, it's third quarter. And when you open your eyes and you realize, oh, my goodness, it's third quarter. Many of us have definitely grown this year, have progressed this year. But there's some people out there that are still kind of sitting in the same position and even not moving like they should. And even all of us, there's things that we start off and we do, and we may not be in a position that we want to do. And so what God laid on my heart this morning, after we talked about building on something solid on Tuesday, right? Boss, if you missed that episode, definitely go back and listen to it on blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101. Listen to that episode because it was very powerful on why we want to make sure we don't just build something, but we got to build on something solid, right? Boss that thing. But for us to step up, it's time in this season to step up and to really understand that the only way for us to change things is for us to change things. And so when I thought about step, you know, and I think about stepping up, it means that in this season, as we go into August, we got to stop and we got to take the moment to really look at where we are in life, right? Because if you don't take the time to really look at where you are and to analyze your current situation, then you can never move forward. And so you got to first and foremost realize where you are. And so you got to begin to stop, take a look, and then think, right? You got to think about that thing, because before you can now move forward, you got to think about, okay, what is going to be your next move? In order to now elevate, you got to begin to evaluate what needs to happen in your life in order to now get yourself to the next level. And now you're able to plan accordingly, right? Plan accordingly and realize that you have what it takes. So you now got to begin to use those things that you already got in order to now have the patience to move forward into what God has created us to do. So many times we don't step up and we find ourselves staying on that same step, right? We never move. We sit back and we want to see the whole staircase, right? We all know that quote, right? We want to see the whole staircase, but God is saying, take a step. God is saying, step up. God is saying, move, do something, take a step in order to now get yourself to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Step up.
Step up.
So people, I believe, man, as a whole, people think that they know they need to step up. I don't think there's a person in the free world that doesn't know that they are where they are. I'm just gonna be real with you guys. I don't believe there's anybody on this broadcast right now, or even anybody that's gonna listen to this broadcast that doesn't know that they're not where they should be.
Right.
Right. We always talk about bridging gaps on the show. So, you know, how do you actually get a person to not only know it, right? Not only know it, because I believe they know it, but not only know it, but actually start taking the actions necessary to actually step up and, as you say, you know, move to the next level, because you talked about thinking, you talked about evaluating where you are. And we talk about that a lot on this show, because we're big growth people. You know, we're about growth. You can see people talking about different things in their lives and other people's lives. And when you see a person moving from level to level, that means they're achieving a level of growth.
Right.
But it's interesting, because me and Dara were watching a show last night, and the show was pretty much about a show. It was a show about a show.
Okay.
You know, as we know, you know, Dara has a podcast called Puff a Minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then there's The Grind. And then, you know, my best friend Jeff Battle has a show called The Cup, you know,
Puff a Minute, The Grind.
Puff a Minute, The Cup,
and the
Puff a Minute. So it's conversations with uncompromised pastors. So we're listening to those three shows, right? They're three totally different genres.
They are.
Of shows.
Totally different.
And we were talking about that last night, and we were watching another show last night called Viceland. And it's interesting that you just said step up, because I believe people in the season that they're in need to understand which, and this may be contrary to what you really wanted to talk about, but, you know, I'm just going to make a quick left turn.
Okay.
I believe that people need to understand which phase in their life that they are before they can step up.
Right.
Right. But it goes back into thinking where you are, evaluating where you are.
Stopping, taking a moment.
Which phase in your life, in your journey right now with what you're doing, right? Because your life and your business, it's all the same. If your life is jacked up, then your business is going to be jacked up. If your business is jacked up, then your life is going to be jacked up. Those two things shake hands, right?
They do.
So what phase in your life/business are you? Some of you are saying, I don't even have a business. Well, then your life is your business right now, right? So for those of you that are entrepreneurs, because we heavy on entrepreneurs,
right,
on this show. So for those of you that are entrepreneurs, what phase of your business are you in right now? And let me put that in layman's terms. Let me explain that a little bit, because we were talking about the show, Viceland, and since then has transformed into something else, and it transformed twice. I think it transformed once. So we were looking at the show, And Daryl was talking to me about how, you know, how this is how they started out. And this is a good example for you guys. So because we always talk about the start and then we talk about the bridge. So this is the start. So when those guys first started, think about what they had. Think about what they were doing. Think about where they were. We call that phase zero.
Mm-hmm.
Ground zero, right? You have nothing, but you start with what you have.
You start with you, right?
Because what you have is enough.
Where you are
is enough.
Absolutely.
We talk about that all the time on the show because if somebody listening to this broadcast fan right now that's afraid to get started. They're afraid to get started. And if you're on ground zero, phase zero, that means you're laying the plumbing. You're laying the foundation. You're there. You're building something that you can stand on, bossing up.
Right.
BOSS, building on something solid. Got to be, in order for it to be solid, it has to be you. You have to create it. You got to know it. You got to feel it. You got to love it. You got to learn it. It's all of that.
It's
look,
you.
Listen, learn, and lead yourself. So now here you are, phase zero. What are you doing? What are you doing with yourself? When you think of the show Vice Stand, think of a Puff a Minute, think of the grind. The very first thing that we started to do was to lay the foundation.
Lay the foundation.
What are we going to talk about? What's the show all about? What's the vision?
What's the vision?
You know, where we visualize the show evolving to in 30, 60, 90, 122 years. What do we see? We put the plan in place of where we were going. And I believe that's the next step. And when you're saying step up, knowing the phase that you're in, knowing that I believe personally, guys, this is just me. I didn't read no books. This is God giving me what he has to give me to do what I need to do because my source is completely and directly from him.
Right.
So he tells me that I should have three phases in my business. Right. If I'm a boss, right, I'm a boss up, I got to have three phases. It's phase zero, where nobody sees you. Right. Nobody sees you. You're building that foundation.
Your trenches below the trenches.
Nobody sees you. There's no shine down there. You're not in the step-up phase yet.
Right.
Right? You're not ready to step up. And it goes back to what you just said, talking about the patience.
Right.
That's very important. That's super important because I believe a lot of people miss it in the patience piece.
Absolutely.
People get real impatient.
Yeah, they get
very impatient. They're ready to come out of the trenches below the trenches. And they got half a suit of armor on. You know, they got one bullet in their gun.
Right. Now, realizing that battle is going to be for real
man,
when you step up.
Intense.
When you come out of
there.
So you got to, that's the reason why you got to spend so much time down underneath, building, you know, in the trenches, below the trenches, doing the work, putting in the work so that now you're preparing yourself to be able to come up, to begin to step up so that you're prepared for the battle, for the fight that's ahead of you. And you're right. And people end up not being patient because they try to come up too quick, right, and ready and want the success without the sacrifice. And so now you look up.
Say that again.
Want the success without the sacrifice, and there is no success without some type of sacrifice. And want it like right now, because we live in a microwave society. Everybody wants something right now, but are not willing to do the work below the trenches in order to grow, in order to become, in order to now know exactly what your vision is, to know exactly what your purpose is, to know exactly what your goals are. And if you come up too quick and you don't have all of that in alignment for the assignment at hand, then you don't have your playbook all together.
Right.
Because that's your playbook, the vision, the purpose, and the goals that you now are going to bring forth. So what's your playbook? So you try to come up too quick and you don't know all the plays. And so you end up getting tired. You end up quitting because you're not patient. You haven't really evaluated. You haven't planned. You're not even ready to use what you got because you're not even ready. You're not prepared.
Yeah, you don't even have you're not even all together yet. It's like coming out of the house without your makeup on.
Right.
You know, your hair, you just get out of bed and roll out. Somebody's gonna talk about you. You're getting ready to get slayed right now.
Right.
Literally.
Right.
So those trenches below the trenches are where you learn to sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
That's the first lesson in sacrifice that you learn, and the first lesson in patience that you learn in order to be able to survive. And, you know, Pam, on a very, very early show, we talked about the system of roots, right?
Right.
We talked about the tree that has the roots. We even talked about the bamboo tree and how long it takes to come to break ground. But just take a simple flower, right? Take a weed. When that flower breaks ground, it's beautiful,
right?
Right? But what if somebody comes and steps on that flower, right? It's beautiful, it's petite, and it was created that way just to be beautiful.
Right.
If somebody comes and steps on that flower, and then it looks like that flower's gone, what happens?
What happens? Because the roots. That flower's not dead.
Not dead.
Because of the foundation and what was done below the soil, right? Mm-hmm. And the trenches, below the trenches. Because of the roots taking that taking the strength growing and becoming below the ground in that foundation, that flower up top may look like it's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody could pick it, but guess what? That flower has some roots. So that flower is going to come back strong because of the foundation, because it was watered, because it was planted deep within to where now it can continue to become.
Now let's transfer that. Now let's transfer that because we need to help somebody today, right? Even if it's just one person, we need to help somebody today. Let's translate that into the business that we do,
mm-hmm.
into direct sales and network marketing, multi-level marketing, whatever you want to call it. It's the business that has afforded us the lifestyle that we live now, right? So let's transfer that. The person right now that's building their business or think they're building their business, I don't know which one it is, we're going to determine that right now, right? The
right.
person that's building their business, and we're talking about a lot of different things right now, and everything that we talk about, you can actually apply to your life. It doesn't matter what you do, traditionally or in non-traditional business, which is what network marketing is, non-traditionally quickly becoming traditional,
right?
So for the person that's actually building their business right now, they're ready to break ground.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready to get going, and they see you living the lifestyle, of the rich and famous. They see different leaders in different companies living different lifestyles, and I'm pissing somebody off now even talking about it. But that's what we do on this show. We're gonna make you mad because you shouldn't be mad. You should just be listening, right? Because these are the things that we heard. In order for us to build a system of roots that we have, that's why nothing
right.
bothers us anymore.
Right.
right. So the person right now that's ready to break ground, that says they're ready to break ground, what would you say to them? You're ready to come out. They say can't wait no longer. I'm ready to get out and show everybody, that I'm doing this thing, what I've been building.
Well, you know what? If you don't have that strong foundation, if you haven't been working on you, because when it comes time to our industry, it's all about the person that you have to become,
mm-hmm.
right? And therefore, it's going to take you working on you, building you as the foundation, because you begin people in our industry, people don't join businesses, people join people.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you have to become. So therefore, what are you doing down below the trenches? Because sometimes what ends up happening, people don't win in our industry because they don't grow. They don't understand that it's 90% mental, 10% skill.
Right.
And, it's funny because I had a conversation with somebody, in our organization today, because on the West Coast, my phone starts ringing at 4 a.m. Reminder, team, we're on the West Coast, right? But my phone starts ringing at 4 a.m. All right. And but I had a conversation with this young lady, and she was just sharing with me that she wants to, she feels it in her heart, and what does she need to do in order to create the success? And I said, you know what? The same activity, the same mindset that people that literally, as our company launched a Christmas in July sale, the activity that literally had us up for the last 24 hours on the phones, I mean, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, if everybody woke up with that same mindset, that same mentality of realizing that it's going to take some sacrifice. I said, what you did yesterday with picking up the phone, what you did yesterday with the passion mm-hmm. and the mm-hmm. activity mm-hmm. in order to kill this one day, 24-hour sale. Imagine if you woke up every day in order to create that as the foundation, as the level of sacrifice that you got to make for the next 90 days, because we build in 90-day increments where you get up every day and you go hard with the time that you have to put into this business, right? Because people sacrificed yesterday,
mm-hmm.
for real. In order to create the biggest check that they had ever created in the history of Total Life Changes, right? One in a long time. People worked, right? People got on the phone. People set goals, daily goals, and they hit their goals. People now are running for the very thing that they want to run for and accomplish before our week closes out at 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight. So imagine if that was the foundation
mm-hmm.
and you
mm-hmm.
begin to build upon it, the activity. as you're growing mentally, as you're getting up and you're reading, you're learning, you're growing, you're putting things into your ear gate every single day.
Right.
But that's where people miss it.
So you're saying that, you, so you're saying that one day of sacrifice isn't enough.
No, it's not enough.
But so you're telling the person listening right now that they have to be willing to sacrifice until they get where they want to be. Right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I am.
So I think that's cheap dead on. I believe that's where people miss it. And guys, this we're using network marketing as a as an example right now, because it's a great example. You know, when you come out from the trenches, below the trenches, guys, that means you're ready to make your sacrifice public, right? That
mm-hmm.
means you're ready to go through what you go through. And it's a different kind of sacrifice, because we stayed in the trenches, below the trenches, for a long, long time. Do you have to stay there for a long, long time? You don't. All you got to do is learn quicker than we learn.
Right.
Right? And that's the
key.
That's what I
tell our team all the time.
Yeah.
I say everything that has been done wrong in our industry, I did it wrong. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why when they come to us with something on what they're going through, what they're dealing with, guess what? I know exactly what you're going through. And I can relate to it, and I can share with you how to not have to go through that, because I did it. I did everything wrong, for
mm-hmm.
real. So
let's talk about some of the things, really,
mm-hmm.
that they're going to be faced with when, and see, I keep saying, guys, that everything we say transfer into different industries, simply because it's foundational. There are principles.
Right.
And everything individually has its own principle,
mm-hmm.
but understand the foundation of a thing is the foundation. So when you decide that you're ready, let's just say you've been building and you think that you're ready to come out, you can wait no longer. When you come out, you know, now you're saying that I'm ready to share what I have with the world. Awesome. Because in our industry, you should have been sharing it with the world anyway.
Right.
Right. You should have been working on yourself. That's probably
working
one of the biggest issues.
Right.
Is that you don't, there's not enough exposure in your business, so you're not growing.
Right.
So the trenches below the trenches helps you with that exposure when
Absolutely.
You start exposing what you have to people, and then they tell you, no, nah, not no, but they say, hell no. you're going to hear that. Then you're going to have some people that are going to say, oh, you know, she thinks she bad, or he thinks she bad. You know, oh, look, she put, you know, just bought that car, put it on social media. That ain't nothing. Stop showing off. You know, oh, look, you know, they got some money. Now they want to act brand new. Guys, this is the stuff that you have to be willing. These are the darts and the freaking blows you got to be willing to take.
Or she changed.
And in the famous words of Jay-Z, you think I made all of this money to stay the same? You got it twisted. And that's how it works. But people don't get there until they're there. You don't know until you know. So the easiest thing to do is judge somebody else, right? If you're not changing every day, then you're staying the same.
Absolutely. And if you're staying the same, you either grow or you die. There's no in between. You're either growing or you're dying. So therefore, if you're not growing, you're not pushing yourself every day, then you're dying. You're slowly dying mentally, physically, everything. But when you decide to step up, turn that thing up, and you decide to grow and push yourself and become, then guess what? You're now giving yourself life. You're giving life to your goals. You're giving life to your dreams. You're giving life to your purpose. You're giving life to your vision, everything. And in what we do, it's just simply a personal development plan with a compensation attached to it,
mm-hmm.
really and truly in direct sales. And we just happen to be a part of, yes, we'll say it, Total Life Changes is the best, the number one company
mm-hmm.
on the entire earth. It's easy, in which people simply grab a hold of some products, become a product of the products, fall in love, and allow it to go from your head to your heart, become the person that you're looking for, and you'll start to attract the people that are looking for you.
Man, you just got a quick lesson in what we do over here, guys. And you know, I just always looked at it as this, fam. You have to die to self in order to actually get what you want to be. And it's the opposite, right? Think about how you've been living now. You're living, and you know, you see the traditional heartbeat is this, right? Up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, right? But really, guys, you have to die first to be born again.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta die to everything
die
that you know.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta die to the people that aren't willing to see you grow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You got to die to the person that was holding you back, because 99.99% of the battle is in ourselves with ourselves.
Right.
Right. So we got to die to those, to the things that we've been doing, because we always say that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Right.
And you got people that will say, I can't do this, I can't do that, because you're doing the same thing. You can't get out of your own way, because you won't change your habits.
Right.
And you do. And then now you feel, OK, I can actually assimilate myself into this and do the same thing I've been doing. And that's why you're failing.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you're not willing to make the sacrifice.
Right.
You're not willing to lose friends, quote unquote. That's what you thought they were. You're not willing to lose friends, people that you thought were for you in the beginning. And people that aren't now, you're not willing to lose them. You're not willing to lose the people that aren't willing to grow with you. You're not willing to lose the people that are trying to tell you that you can't and not support you and things of that nature. You're trying to grab all of them and save all of those relationships and bring those through a little bitty door. And the door is not big enough for you to drag all that crap through. It's just
right.
Gotta be you.
You gotta let it go.
It's gotta be you. You gotta go through. And when you intently said, you focus and you say, boom, it's like when you all of a sudden, you know how the heart monitor is going beep, 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 like that. When that's all of this, you can't get to the door with all of that. Right? You're still your old self. But when you, I don't know if you ever saw that movie, it was a driving movie, when he focused, it was Sylvester Stallone in the movie. He focused, and when he focused, it was just like, beep, and he was the best driver in the freaking world.
Oh, wow.
He would pass everybody up. He was so focused. That's how you have to be in your life, in your business. You got to go from beep, beep, beep to here, one steady boom. And as you do that, guys, you can pass through whatever door you need to pass through. And as you do that, you're going to notice you're going to create new relationships. You're going to create new habits. You're going to create a brand new foundation and a system of belief, because now you've become a different person. You've changed. You guys are trying to do something new by dragging the old.
Right. That
doesn't
good.
Work.
You can't drag that old into the new. You got to let it go.
Right.
And create those good habits. It's funny that you talk about the whole habit thing, because many times we don't realize is we all have these bad habits that are holding us back. But we got the power to shift just like that.
Mm-hmm.
We got the power to begin to create new habits, because it only takes 21 days, right?
Right.
I got to give a huge shout out to all of my Glow Up ladies, all right? All of the Glow Up ladies with the Glow Up Challenge, Glow Up to Go Up 21-Day Challenge, as yesterday was our 21-day. And so today we have, finished our challenge. And I'm just excited because, like, almost 50 women committed to this challenge, in which we came together in a group, and I was sharing, went live just a little bit ago, but that pushed me, that challenged me to create some better habits, even with my workout, and just challenging myself to eat different, to think different, to make sure that I am growing every day and listening to everything. And so in this group, you know, you had the ladies, some of them committed, and the thing about it is a lot of people start, but a lot of people don't finish, right? So, you know, but there's some in the group who have been very committed, very consistent in their activity. And but I know definitely being an inspiration to those that have sat back and watched. But I know, too, that it challenged a lot of people to create some better habits. And it all starts. And so I went live and I told them, I said, this is just the beginning. Mm-hmm. This is just the beginning of this group, because this is just the beginning of now that we created a good habit in paying attention to what we eat, paying attention to what we read, paying attention to what we listen to, paying attention to the exercises that we're doing. Now, guess what? Now we're working on creating lifestyle changes.
Just the foundation.
It's the foundation.
It's just the foundation.
It's just the foundation that we were able to accomplish. So, you know, step up.
So back to the very beginning of the show, and I'll show you guys what I mean when I say phase zero or ground zero, because this is the phase where people miss it. And it's absolutely no different than changing the way you build. And it starts with you. So thinking about the show, when I was talking about Viceland, how those guys started, and when you see them and you look at their show, they have a whole production team. Right. And, but my thing was, when I looked at it, I'm like, I'm looking, I see the production team because I can tell how things are popping up on the screen. Mm-hmm. You know, how things are being done. And you don't do that without a production team, mm-hmm. right? But what's more intriguing for me and where I really start mine is I look at phase zero, which is what were they doing before they got the production team, mm-hmm. right? What was that's phase
somewhere.
Zero. That's
right.
That's your real start.
Right.
That's the trenches below the trenches.
Use
what you got because what you have is enough, right? So you look at the trenches below the trenches, look at the grind. Guys, we're getting ready to crank this thing up to another level. We're getting ready to get the production team. We're getting ready to get the banners and everything that we need to do this thing on another level. But we had to do our due diligence and work with what we had. You know, I didn't even want all of that stuff in the beginning because I didn't even know the business. I didn't even know how to watch time. I didn't know how to set the show up the way it should be set up. I didn't know how, you know, I needed to, you know, come up with different topics and things of that nature. I didn't know how to do that. And I didn't want to get thrown in the deep end of the pool and not knowing how to swim.
Right.
So I wanted to go through phase zero. I wanted to go through the sacrifice period to be able to come out now and say, hey, Pam, let's do this differently mm-hmm. so that now we can go to phase two.
Right.
So I just believe now this is getting ready to be phase two for us because, you know, we started, then we came again, we reloaded it, started again, right? And now we're ready for phase two because now we're smarter, we're wiser, we're freer, and now it's all about a feeling.
Right.
It's all about a feeling because I function off of feeling. And Pam knows that if it doesn't
feel good
to me, you know, there was a stage in my life when I would actually do it, you know, even if it didn't kind of feel good to me.
Right.
But now I'm not at that stage. I'm at that stage, and I wish I would have been here earlier.
And you can only do that for so long before you just say enough is enough, for real.
Right.
You know,
right.
Where you go through the motions of doing things that just don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you accept certain things, you deal with certain things. And there comes a point in time, like I said, where you just say, forget it. I can't do this no more.
Right.
You realize it.
You realize
it. You realize, no.
And you wish you would have done it. You wish you
right.
would have done it a long time ago because time is the one thing you can't get back.
Right. You can't get it back.
You know. And there's so many principles, Pam, that we talk about on this show all the time. You know, the principles of growing, the principle of change, the principles, you know, of all different sorts of foundations that we talk about. And we don't want to overcomplicate it. But the reality is, man, it's all about how you feel about you right now. Being truthful, being realistic with yourself.
Right.
How do you feel about you right now? And nobody can give you that answer. Nobody can ever tell you how you should feel about something, right? If somebody ever tells you, well, no, this is how you should feel, as if, no, nobody can tell you that. How do you feel? Because if it doesn't feel right to you, then maybe it's not right for you. How would God create a unique individual in each person on this earth and not give you your own separate set of feelings
right.
to propel you forward?
And your own separate identity.
Own separate identity. You
oh my God, so
have
many
to discover
be
that.
Somebody else. And
yeah.
you, but you are unique. Be you.
Be you.
Like for real.
You're pretty dope yourself.
Right.
Be
Absolutely.
You. Be you. But
because
you don't think
not,
you're dope.
It's not cute trying to be somebody else.
Right.
For real. It's not cute trying to be somebody else when you're unique. God created you to be you. God created you to think. God gave each and every one of us a brain for real. So therefore, you need to use your brain and think for yourself and do the things that God is telling you to do, not what everybody else is telling you to do. What feels good to you?
What feels good to
what,
you?
What is God telling you to do? And stop buying into what everybody else is wanting you to do. And it don't feel good. You're in a position to where you feel like you're in bondage.
Mm-hmm,
like for real. You're in bondage. You're not free. So you got to let go of those things and understand that, hey, we're created unique on purpose for a purpose. And now you just got to realize that and move in the purpose that God created you to do. Everybody not going to like it.
No.
They not.
That's what you say. Look, as we say, when you start doing what's best for you, you're going to piss a lot of people off.
Right.
It's just the way it is. I don't know any other way to say it, guys. And if you're not willing to take those hits, then you're not ready to discover your own personal power.
Yeah, right. You're not
ready. You're not ready for it. You know,
it's a part
you don't understand that your personal power is in there. But if you've given that for so long to so many people to actually further someone else's agenda or just become someone that you're not, then you've never really discovered who you are. you know, and I see the people that jump on, even on our Facebook Live broadcast, you know, every show, and I think about you guys, and we're looking at you like, you know, I wonder if she's discovered her personal power. I wonder if he's discovered, you know, his personal power, you know, and your personal power isn't, you know, a power of non-humility. You know, you have humility in everything you do, but there's power within you. And when you realize, man, you look in the mirror and you be like, man, I'm pretty doggone dope myself.
Right.
You know, I think
I'm growing.
If you
don't believe in you, nobody else will.
Nobody else will. Right. So you have to figure out, man, where do you actually start living your life?
Right.
Some of you are 30, 40, 50 years old, and you haven't even started living yet.
Right.
You're still living the life that somebody else told you you should live.
You should live.
And you don't feel good about it. You wake up every day and you're not happy. You wake up mad because there's something happening in your life that you can't control and you don't know how to get out of it.
Right.
And it just it's going to take a breakaway. And if you don't learn how to break away from bad habits, you know, and sometimes, man, it don't take 21 days sometimes. Sometimes you just got to say, you know what, cold turkey, man, I got to let that thing go.
Right.
And that's pretty much how I've become. I'm like, I got to go.
I can't do this.
I don't need to wait 21 days because that's 21 days that I no longer have anymore.
Right.
So the quicker you learn to get from point A to point B, man, by snapping off different things and doing different things and just moving in the right directions, you'll be surprised, Pam, what things will fall off if you just start moving in the right direction.
Right.
In your life.
But a lot of times, it's that step. People don't take the step. They don't
never decide to
step up. And they find themselves in the same position, doing the same thing over and over and over and again, looking up, and at the end of their life, they live with a lot of regrets because they didn't just go for it. And that's where, you know, and it's fear, you know, as we cross people over the bridge, you know, on what to do, you know, you just gotta get up and go for it. You gotta eliminate the fear, punch it in the face. That's all I did, in order to now have the confidence necessary in order to, just like you said, I am pretty doggone dope. All right.
Pretty dope,
just,
you know,
be me, but grow in me. Be me. Be the unique person that God created me to be, and to know that I'm possible. And a lot of times we don't realize that because we allow things that we've been through in the past to dictate, you know, who we are. And we have to realize that our circumstances, our situations, the things that we go through do not determine our destiny. They're just all a part of the process in order to help us to become, in order to help us to realize who we are, and to realize the power, that personal power that is within, so that we can now operate and move and get some things done.
Yeah, yeah. And it's that action, that A word is the thing that moves everything. Because everything, unless you put the action to it, it's just theory. It's just theory. And on this show, guys, we just talk about growth and personal power, you know, a lot, because we could get on here and talk to you about current events all day long. You know, we've made the determination that there is no real value in watching every little current event that there is.
No, just update me. Let me know whatever I need to know. If everybody else is out there watching it, then I don't need to know. It's like I talked to my sister yesterday. She said, I'm watching the presidential campaign. Are you following it? I told her no. I told her no. And she said, well, you should. I said, I don't have to. You just watch it. You let me know what's going on. I'm good. I got other things
to
do.
All right. and you are, if you feel... If you feel that
you can do your thing,
right.
I know we got a president that's crazy right now, right? you know, and I know there's things going on, but I don't have time to watch stuff like that. I just don't, not right now.
Mm. Right. But if you're that person out there and you feel you can do your thing without actually losing any time, if you can keep up with all the current events and build your business and grow, do everything you want that you need to do, then, hey, I'm not knocking you. Do your thing.
Right.
You know, we just made the determination that we want all the time that we can to actually do what we need to do. We can only affect change in the things that we know. Now, here's the thing. If the president declares martial law, then I'm going to find that out real quick, you know. So we know what to do when the martial law is enacted. So yeah, that's the only one I'm really concerned about, because, you know, the president can do whatever he's going to do. Yeah, everybody know he's a little crazy. You know, everybody
right.
get that. So, you know, I don't need to sit there and watch the craziness every day.
Right.
You know, so I get it. But if you're that person that wants to, I'm not knocking you. Do what you do. Okay. But at the end of the day, man, you can only change what you can change. You know, and the best change that you can affect is the change within yourself.
IAO, so, improvise, adapt, and overcome. Remember, I learned that. And for real, if I can't affect the change, then why am I sitting back worrying about it? But yeah, you got to be knowledgeable about what's going on. But it's just not my every waking moment. I'm trying to get that thing right. I don't think that's going to work.
I think it was good. What are you having? I'm trying to figure out why you keep.
Oh, I keep moving it.
Up. Yeah. You hit right there where it is. Yeah.
All right, there we go.
So guys, today we're talking about stepping up. We're talking about assessing where you are. What phase in life are you in right now? Right? You have to know if you're in phase zero, phase one, or phase two, right? Phase zero is where you get the most done, guys. You build that foundation, and you can actually rebuild anything on that foundation.
Right.
Because nobody can take it from you. That's where you learn your integrity. That's where you learn your commitment, your consistency, your humility. That's where you learn your patience. It doesn't matter what other people say about you, how other people feel about you, because they have unfounded opinions of where you are and who you are, because guess what? They don't know you.
Right.
They don't spend time with you. They don't know your heart. I can promise you the people that are closest to you and they know your heart, all right, if they know your character, they know that you're practicing all of those principles in order to build a solid foundation, then those are the opinions that you should be concerned with, because they're founded.
Right.
Right? It doesn't matter, you know, how many people scroll down your page and see certain things and pull out something bad and start talking about it. It doesn't matter. And it's funny, because I made a comment the other day, I think on the last show, and I even made a comment on Puff a Minute. I said, you know, eagles never hear the conversation of turtles.
Right.
You know, you just don't. Because why? You fly above. You're so high, you can't even hear it.
Right.
So why are you so concerned with it? You don't hear it. And how do you fly high? And I love our president, you know, Mr. Barack Obama. You know, I love him because he said, when they go low, we go high.
Right.
And I believe that's a lesson to really live on. Because in the society that we're in right now, Pam, there's so many people have access to your quote unquote life
mm-hmm.
on social media.
Right.
What if that you gotta get an opinion,
mm-hmm.
right? You gotta give an opinion of somebody's life. And it's amazing, because you got people that are sit there and just roll all through social media and make that a part of their day, and the comment on bad, not even encouragement. I'm talking about just to find drama, just to see who said what about somebody else. And anybody knows me, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't give a flip. I don't care who slept with who. I don't care who cussed who out. I don't care who left, who, it doesn't matter to me.
Right.
All I know is what I'm doing, because
right.
in front of us, Pam, we see green pastures.
Right.
Right. So if you see green pastures in front of you, why are you looking all over the place?
Right.
You get caught looking. We call that shiny ball syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people that are drama filled, right? That just want to perpetuate the drama.
Right.
You're either the originator, the actuator, or the perpetuator in drama. If you have a life where people feel they can pick up the phone and call you
with nonsense,
with BS, okay, and just constantly tell you about, oh, did you hear that such and such did this and such, I don't care.
Right.
Don't dial my number, because I'm busy doing something constructive.
Right.
I'm busy doing something progressive. I'm trying to move forward, and I can't do that if I stop to pick the phone up to see what somebody else is doing. Not even the good stuff. You want to call me and say, hey, did you see it? Here, such and such, you know, just did this, man. I was so proud of them. You know, they just, that was amazing. They did this, they did that. I'm cool. Call my phone all day. I'll talk to you because I'll be like, man, that's awesome, man. Thank you so much. You know, congratulate them. But don't call my phone to talk about what Sarah Ann just did over there with her, with such and such when she knows she got a man. You know, I don't care. And I just believe, man, we're in that society. You know, and I don't even know why I'm on this subject. I think it needs to be said.
Right.
You know me, I'm going to say it. I just think we're in that society, man, where you can't step up. You can't move to the next level because you're too concerned with talking about everybody else's
right.
business.
You're right. Too concerned with everybody else's business instead of staying focused on your own. Okay.
Right.
Right.
It doesn't matter, stay focused on your own.
Don't worry about it. You know, and the people that try to bring you the nonsense, those are the ones that you need to cut out. You ain't got time for it. For real. You just start to slowly say, okay, let's limit conversation. Then after a while, they'll get the picture.
They're going to call you bougie.
And
suck up. They're going
to
call you
they get
that.
The picture. Mm. And, you know, they'll start to call less, you know, because there's no positivity coming out of that. And you'll look up and you'll feel that the energy, the atmosphere is so much better because you're not engaging in that nonsense for real.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so definitely. So step up. That's what the topic of the show today is. Stop. You got to stop, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to think about it. You got to evaluate, stop, think, evaluate where you are, plan, all right? Because without a plan, you're going to fail, right? You either plan to win or you're going to plan to fail if you don't have a plan. Then you got to realize that you've got what it takes. So use it. Use it. And then you got to embrace patience and your process. Patience and your process. And that's where a lot of people miss it. They fall by the wayside because they give up right at the finish line, not understanding that, just like you said, ground zero is where you are in the trenches. You're becoming the person that you need to become. You're going through the fire. You're like that diamond, that piece of coal. Right? All of us are diamonds, but we start off this little piece of coal that has to go through the process, that has to withstand. A diamond can withstand so much pressure, so much pain, so much fire, extreme heat. But when it comes out, it's beautiful.
Nobody's willing to go through that. Most people aren't willing to go through that process because it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, right.
It's uncomfortable. And
you're
I believe,
right.
You know, I always say, you start to experience a level of success when you learn to get comfortably uncomfortable.
Comfortably uncomfortable.
When you learn to do that is when things really start to change for you, because at that stage in your life, at that phase, you're not concerned about what people think, what people feel about you, because now you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's for a specific purpose. You laid out the plan. You just stepped up. You built the foundation. Nobody saw you building. Nobody really understands, well, how do they keep surviving?
Right.
How do they keep showing up day after day after day? And, you know, do they not go through issues in life and this? Heck yeah, they
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
They go
yes.
through stuff in life. They've just learned that life is 90% how you handle it and 10% what happens.
And at the
right?
end of the day, you know, it's just a test.
It's just a test.
And everybody don't need to know your test, right? Because how is that benefiting somebody? What benefits somebody and what helps a person to grow is the testimony. So you got to go through the process for real. You got to go through the pain. You got to go through the growth. Think about it. Like even for real, like even our journey in our business with TLC in the very beginning, when we ended up with no place to live, right? Homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Like had we told the world at that time, that was just a test.
Right.
You know, had we told the world at that time, do you think that we would have had the success? Do I think that Sean Jackson Hughes would have joined us at that time? And she said, how would I have been an inspiration?
Right.
You know, if everybody knew the test that we was going through, right? For real. But it wasn't until we sit on the stage 7 months later to where our whole team's mouth fell to the floor. Because it was like, what?
Right.
And what? Because we didn't skip a beat.
Right.
I didn't skip a beat. As I was sharing, as I was doing call after call, as I was smiling, as I was jumping up and down, as I was selling tea, you know, doing everything, I didn't skip a beat.
Mm-hmm.
And once the testimony came out, that's when it becomes an inspiration. So you gotta go through that process and realize, otherwise, when you start to share all this stuff and then it becomes drama, it becomes something that's really not elevating anybody else and inspiring them, you got to get through it. And now it becomes your testimony. Your story.
Absolutely.
Step up.
So, guys, that's our time, man. Thank you guys so much for being a part of the grind today. Guys, you know, we're just going through this thing, man, and making history where we are. Things are going to change. Remember, right, can't look backwards. There's nothing back there for you to find,
no.
Guys. Continually look forward. Move forward. Attach yourself to people or allow people to attach themselves to you as you're moving forward, because those are what we call the right people. Right, the people that aren't going to judge you, the people that actually want to see you, you know, do best, you know, and not put their mouth on you when they know full well that it's not the right thing to say or do, and it's not true. Certain things, guys, happen in life, and you know that they're wrong, but you got to learn to keep moving through it all.
Right on past it.
And no matter what, man, God blesses what you're doing. He knows what you're going through, and things just kind of keep on moving, man. And things kind of work out for you.
Learn to smile, right?
Learn to smile.
Learn to smile.
All,
wait
baby.
A minute, hold on
smile
now. I'm gonna let you. What's the relationship? I'm gonna let you go on and
man,
close
the relationship for today, really, when you talk about stepping up and you talk about foundation, last week was bossing up, but we're talking about stepping up and evaluating yourself. In the partnership, in the relationship as a whole, man, you have to continually improve yourself, right? Improve yourself. Step up individually, because one thing people don't get is that you may have married somebody or you may have partnered with somebody. You become one in essence, but you're still both individuals, right? So you both still have to grow. So in order for you both to start moving up, guys, then that means you stay balanced. You stay balanced, you do the right things, you know what you're supposed to do, and as you're moving up, you move up together, right? You continually grow. Pam has a responsibility to grow. I have a responsibility to grow, because if one person grows and the other person does not grow, what does that create? Imbalance.
Imbalance. You become
and
unequally
no way you
yoked.
Can unequally yoked. You're no longer moving in the same direction, and if you are, there's one person that is moving faster than you are, and now they feel as if they're dragging you.
Mm-hmm.
And if they feel as if they're dragging you, then it's always going to be a problem. Okay? So in a relationship, make sure that you continually grow. In a partnership, make sure that you continually grow and individually, right? And everything will be.
I love it. I mean, that's well said. I don't even have anything to add to it other than I would say the exact same thing. You know, in a relationship, in a partnership, you both have to be willing to step up. You know, it's a responsibility to each other because you've made a commitment to one another, whether it's in a business relationship, a marriage, a partnership, any type of relationship, partnership. You both have to, just like you said, be willing to grow, be willing to rise together, you know, be willing to, you know, grow together, but yet not lose your individual identity in that thing. But yet you're pushing, you're challenging, kind of like challenging one another, and encouraging one another. But yet making sure that you're growing together.
Yeah, your partnership
thing.
Starts. Your partnership is paramount,
yeah.
Right? Your partnership, your relationship, marriage, whatever you want to call it, guys, all the facets, is paramount.
Right.
Everything. That's how you started it.
Absolutely.
Right. So if you started it that way, then you have to pay attention to what's going on in that thing. You pay attention to what's going on. You don't let that, guys, anything trump that, because when that gets messed up, it goes back to what I said earlier. Okay? It's if your life is messed up, then your business is going to be messed up. If your business is messed up, then your life is going to be messed up. You got to find that balance in the two.
Foundation.
Push it forward.
That go back
right?
To that build on something solid. Awesome. And step up. All right.
So God bless you guys, man. This show happens every Tuesday and Thursday at 12 o'clock noon Eastern Standard Time, guys. So go ahead, chime in. Because guess what? You never know what's going to be said on this show that's going to help somebody else. Keep moving forward, guys. Never look back, because there's absolutely nothing there for you, man. All right. God bless you guys, man. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on, get your bounce on, get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it, you gotta get, come on. Fifth one, fourth one.